What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And yes, World War III is a really bad idea. And the problem is that all the people who want that war and think they're going to profit from it, they've already got their underground bunkers. You paid for them. You will not be allowed in them. Now, before we take this next phone call and get back to the war news, I just got an email from somebody who got hit with this scam that's going around. We talked about it earlier in the week, and I'm going to repeat it again. You're working on your computer, and all of a sudden there's this pop-up that says you may have a Trojan. Call this phone number, and we will help you clean your machine. And you call the number, and they get your credit card information or your bank information for the payment, and then they empty your account, and you will never hear from them again. As a general rule of thumb, do not allow anybody to come on into your computer remotely to remove anything. 99% of the time, it's going to be malware. Get your own internal security software. You've got Malwarebytes. It's free. It's a good one. Spybot Search and Destroy, also free. A very good one. And if you're going to be willing to spend the money for a good antivirus system, I would go with Kaspersky, because they're in Russia and not tangled up with the NSA and Mossad and CIA. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. And don't send no money to anybody in Africa for an inheritance. People getting those emails. I remember I got one a long time ago. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, 5 hours. That's how long it would take for the Russian armor to be in Kiev. So, if Putin's not going to do anything. If there was an actual attack, then he'd have no choice. But there wasn't. So he's just going to sit back and let this ride out. Moving troops and transport equipment around, one thing, he's just, you know, beefing up the security. There's another when you got tanks rolling over the border, and that ain't happening. So,
How many times they've tried to claim that Russian tanks had gone over the border when the U.S. staged the coup d'etat in Kiev, and those Eastern Ukrainian republics started to break away, and there were all these phony satellite pictures and media pictures about Russian tanks are inside Ukraine, they're coming to attack, and they all turned out to be complete nonsense. People were taking these photos of the supposed Russian tanks in Ukraine and using Google's image search function to discover that, yes, it was a Russian tank, but the photo was taken 3 years ago in some other completely different part of the world. I have absolutely no doubt that when they really start to crank up this war, that we are going to be just flooded with propaganda to assure us this is all somehow Russia's fault. The Russians are evil. We are good. And anybody who doesn't agree is a traitor.
Well, people don't realize, even if the fall of the Soviet Union really didn't, it slowed down Russian development slightly, but the military didn't go anywhere. So people don't realize that was a civilian problem. The military didn't go anywhere on the collapse of the Soviet Union. Sure, they had to re-judder stuff around, but there's still, I mean, it's got the largest land army in the world. To mess with them is, you know, Napoleon and Hitler learned their lesson.
The hard
way.
I mean, and had nothing to do with
and if you,
the Russians are just tough people. I mean, look what happened at the Rio Olympics, where this Russian diplomat was riding around in his car, and a robber on a motorcycle pulled up alongside, said, "Give me your money," and the diplomat drags him off the motorcycle through the window into the car and kills him. That's how tough the Russians are.
He should get another gold medal for Russia for doing that.
Yeah, and then the
IRS
because
I know the last couple won the judo gold, you know? Hey, Mike, yeah, but I mean, people don't realize China and Russia, they got the largest missile arsenal in the world.
Yes.
Including anti-ship, the super cavitating torpedo. If to start a war with Russia is just insanity. And, you know,
the U.S. government doesn't have any other ideas here. And going on back to the collapse of the Soviet Union, what it did when the budget for the military began to shrink is they used it as an opportunity to decommission and take out of service a lot of the older hardware. that they really was kind of borderline. And then as the Russian economy began to build back up again, they started building newer generation weapons. It's all new equipment. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, our military is exhausted by all these wars and interventions around the globe going on back to 2003. Our stockpiles are drawn down. The vehicles and ships and aircraft are worn out. They're not designed for long life expectancies because in the event of an actual war, you measure the lifespan of a military platform usually in terms of months rather than years. America's newest generation of weapons is overpriced junk, the usual product from the military-industrial complex. Here in the United States, building weapons is all about the money. In Russia and China, they're building weapons to build weapons, and they're effective. They're much cheaper than American weapons. The world has seen them on display over Syria, and a lot of countries that used to buy weapons from here in the United States, they're changing over. They want the Russian ones now. Because they're better, they're more reliable.
But you also need three times the manpower. You're going over there, don't forget. They're not coming here. You're going there, to their area. So you need a lot more troops, and we ain't got it. So unless you people want to get drafted when you're going into Walmart, you know, there's just no, well, we don't have the manpower.
The U.S. may be counting on building up troop forces from the illegal immigrants and the refugees and put them in a uniform and say, we'll give you a green card if you're still alive at the end of the war. But these are people who are not emotionally connected to the United States of America. They're not going to be motivated fighters. The first time there's actually an attack at them, they're going to put their heads down. And it's a failed concept right from the start. And again, getting on back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, in the very first chapter, he lays out all the conditions that must be met in order to win victory in a war. One of them is an army that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight as hard as they can and, if necessary, die in that war. And the second thing you have to have is a civilian population who also believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the hardships and burden war brings even to the winning side. And the United States has neither of those right now. And my concern is if they get this war going, there will be a day when all of a sudden they'll realize they can't win a conventional war against Russia and China. And that's when they're going to start turning those little brass keys in the silos. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And we need hang on a second, Dustin, before we get back to you, I need to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the war zones around the world and this very obvious, to me, push to try and get a major war going before Donald Trump can even get into the White House and spoil their plans. Okay, Dustin?
Mike, remember in Donbass?
Yes.
And those breakaway provinces when NATO moved some advisors in there with the equipment, and when the breakaway province people pushed in, they found all that NATO equipment still sealed up that they just left behind.
Yes.
Yep.
It's only the taxpayers' money. We don't care about saving any bucks for them. I mean, it was amazing how much at the end of World War II, how much stuff was just dumped, scuttled, and thrown away. Because it was less expensive than trying to bring it back and store it. It really is an obscene waste of money. But then wars always are. I mean, wars are just fantastically expensive. The money just flows out like pouring water and disappears into the ground. But the first nation that runs out of money is the one who loses.
That's why we're on a decline, Mike. We're a welfare and a warfare state now, and that's nothing you can do to change that now.
We're a failed nation. We're a failed nation. We're failing for many of the same reasons as the Roman Empire failed.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Todd in Nebraska. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon,
Todd.
Michael.
Hello.
We are taking a very large stick and poking a sleeping bear.
Yes.
And that bear is Russia.
Yes.
And my fear is they will wake up and not take it any longer. We've done many, many things to them that should piss them off. Excuse my language.
Well, that was the whole reason for doing it, trying to provoke Putin into doing something overt that could be seized on as saying, oh, see, Russia is starting this war. Because world opinion is going to side with whoever's perceived to be the victim. And that's what happened with Roosevelt and Pearl Harbor. Now, we have the actual memo from ONI Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum laying out the plan to provoke Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt followed that plan from all of 1941, and then when Japan finally did respond to the provocations and attack, it was declared a surprise attack by the Empire of Japan, the dastardly Empire of Japan. It was all their fault. And that's how these wars get started. They sent the Lusitania loaded with weapons, without military escorts, into an area of the North Atlantic where they knew the German U-boats were prowling, to let it be sunk so that they could say, oh, innocent passenger ship, Germany struck first. That's how these wars are always started. Every government that wants to get into a war for profit or conquest has to lie and trick their people into it. Whether it's the Lusitania, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Gleiwitz, Reichstag fire, every single war is started with a lie and a fraud. And by the way, Sun Tzu even wrote about that in Art of War. All war is based on deception.
Or Twin Towers.
Yeah, the Twin Towers, exactly.
Thank you, Michael. Right. I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. All righty. Now, in response to this failed attempt at sabotage, Russia is obviously taking steps. Their Black Sea Fleet is now holding drills, specifically to counter underwater sabotage. Because, obviously, if Poroshenko is going to try and kick off the war, he's already indicated his first tactic will be to send in saboteur squads to blow up critical infrastructure, critical military infrastructure, in order to open a way for the attack. And that is a very common military tactic. And now Russia knows that Poroshenko is at that step on the track to war. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this recent deal in which the U.S. State Department and the Pentagon okayed a $1.2 billion sale of 153 Abrams tanks to Saudi Arabia. Okay? It turns out some of those are scheduled for what is called battle damage replacement for Saudi tanks lost in Yemen. Apparently, Saudi Arabia has not been doing all that well down there. And they're starting to run out of tanks. Now, we reported yesterday on how China is upgrading their aircraft carriers to carry more planes, more surveillance, and so forth. Now we're finding out that Beijing is installing these supersonic missiles on their most lethal destroyer, the Shenzhen destroyer. And these supersonic missiles that they're talking about are Sea Skimmer anti-ship missiles, which the U.S. Phalanx system cannot intercept. Now, the U.S. has been developing a new generation of laser weapons, zero time of flight weaponry that will zap those Sea Skimmers coming in, before they can reach us. There's only one small problem. They really have not been able to get the lasers to work. They can't get enough energy to the target quickly enough to actually have an impact kill. Every test of a laser weapon that was done during the development of the Strategic Defense Initiative involved targets that were rigged with explosives that simply detonated when they detected the light beam. And the reality is that, first of all China and Russia have to do is start chrome plating their missiles, and that's the end of the laser defense right there. The problem is the United States has really been following the paradigm of World War II. They're rebuilding and rearming to refight World War II. And they haven't really been thinking about how different World War III is going to be. Now, over in Israel, as you know, Obama is offering Israel the largest military aid package ever, and it's still not enough. Israel is demanding the Obama administration give them more. It's already a $40 billion 10-year deal. Israel is saying, give us another $10 billion. And I'm sure there's been a phone call from Netanyahu to Obama saying, you give us that additional $10 billion or we'll tell the world who really did 9/11 and it'll be worse for you than it is for us. So $50 billion. I wonder what could be done in this country for $50 billion in terms of repairing the roads, the bridges, making electricity reliable, making the tap water safe to drink. Isn't the U.S. government's first responsibility to the U.S.? I mean, that's what I always thought growing up. Certainly reading the Constitution, that seems to be the intention, that the U.S. government work for the American people and the United States of America, rather than simply plundering and looting us to give the money to foreign governments and Wall Street and bankers and all the rest of it. Government is the most expensive thing you will ever be forced to buy in your life. It's more expensive than your home, more expensive than your children's education. Are you getting value for your money? You need to answer that question. And if the answer is no, that's another reason to vote against Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton represents a continuation of the status quo in which you are not getting value for the money that you are forced to give to the government. Now, the good news is over at the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, they have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government over all this money being taken from you and given to Israel. And the basis of the lawsuit is something I have told you many, many times before. It is illegal under U.S. law for the government to take your money and give it to Israel, or indeed any nation that is in possession of nuclear weapons technology, that refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, that refuses to allow IAEA inspections, and that, of course, is Israel. Remember Obama's first speech as president? And he was up there, and Helen Thomas asked him, what nations have nuclear weapons in the Middle East right now today? And Obama put on his tap shoes, and he danced away and said, well, we view nuclear proliferation as a serious issue, and we're keeping an eye on it. 24 hours later, Helen Thomas was out of the White House press corps. Obama knows Israel has nuclear weapons. They've had them going all the way back to Johnson's administration. Obama knows that every penny of your money he sends to Israel is a crime against the American people under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act. And this lawsuit is going to force the issue into the court system, because there's no gray area in these laws. It is a crime. And our money has been taken from us wrongfully and given to Israel, and they do terrible things with it. And we are owed a refund. Now, getting into the economic news, even Reuters, which is about as pro-government as you can get in the corporate media, is starting to finally acknowledge the flaws in our current economic policy. They ran a story where money printing has pushed stocks out of kilter with economic reality. And that's absolutely true. The Federal Reserve creates new money. They dump it all over Wall Street. Wall Street buys up the stocks. The stock market indicators are looking really high. But it doesn't reflect the real state of the economy. It doesn't even reflect the underlying worth of the involved stocks. It's all manipulation. And even Reuters is now admitting there's a bit of a problem. Another article is saying, is the government getting ready to confiscate gold again? Talking about how Roosevelt did it in 1933. Yeah, soon as they get your guns, they're coming for the gold. We're about to take a break for commercials. We got two callers waiting on the line, and we'll take those calls just as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go to the phones here. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello there, Michael. I'm ashamed that you didn't have a hold of a picture of Milo. Anyway, hey.
My bad.
Yeah. I have to tell you two things. I had a really good day up at the repeater site the other day with the Forest Service and all the users up there. It was sure nice to see the government finally working with the users at the electronic site. But anyway, I called about another thing. You jumped topics on really fast. You know, most people don't realize this, but if you look at the GDP of Israel and its,
demographic. Standard of living.
Yeah. It lists about 8 million. That doesn't mean that all 8 million live there. But anyway, demographically, it shows 8 million people live there. And then also, if you look, you'll see that that Israel is reselling the Iron Dome system to South Korea. So if you look at all the billions that go to that small little entity of 8 million people like that, compared to our 300,000 veterans that have died, the 274 Marines that were dumped in a Virginia landfill, the remains. Make sure I say remains. But it just goes to show you that our country is being stalled out.
It really is, and it's a very ugly situation. And it's not just Iron Dome, because the U.S. government will transfer military technology to Israel. Israel will then reverse engineer it, turn around, and sell it to other countries. And they're not paying any research or development costs. They're just, you know, taking and copying our product and selling it. One of the other ways the Congress will give money to Israel under the table is over and above the actual foreign aid, which is illegal. They will loan Israel more money, and then down the road, quietly in the middle of the night when nobody's paying attention, they'll forgive the loan and write it off so that Israel can honestly and truthfully say, you know, we've never failed to repay a loan. Well, yeah, but the person loaning the money basically said, forget about it, you know, we're tearing up the IOU. And it really is underhanded. Another thing that has really been a problem over the years is the U.S. government will take brand new U.S. military equipment, which the taxpayer paid full price for, and they'll just arbitrarily declare it to be surplus, at which point it can be sold to Israel for just a few pennies on the dollar. So they're getting this stuff at bargain basement prices. The corruption is just endless.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of Jewish friends, too, especially in the radio field here. But even they're kind of alert about what's going on there. And especially since a lot of them are veterans here and they can't get health services.
Yeah, and again, how our veterans are being treated, it's a scandal. It's really ugly. Anything else, Keith?
Yeah, I want you and Sarah to have a nice day.
We certainly will. We actually have got good weather for a change out here. All those hurricanes that were threatening us kind of spun out. So, you know, things are kind of, it's a little muggy, but other than that, it's a good day.
Well, it's 44 degrees on top of the mountain, so winter's coming.
Yeah, it is. And apparently snow has come early to Sweden. They're opening up the winter sports venues early and rubbing their hands together. Ski season is already underway there. It is about 89 degrees here right now. Actually, it's 85 degrees outside, 53% humidity.
Sounds good. You have a good one, Mike. Okay?
Same to you. And we're going to switch over to Steve in California. But, Steve, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break, okay? So what's on your mind?
You know, you haven't mentioned it in a while, and I haven't found any in the news, but what's going on with the Benjamin Netanyahu son investigation for money laundering?
Well, he's under investigation. We don't know if anything is going to be done about it, but we do know that a member of the Knesset earlier this week literally proposed a new law for Israel saying that the prime minister is immune from criminal prosecution. So I think that's telegraphing the fact that Netanyahu was probably involved in what's going on. And again, this is the normal model. Erdogan was making tons of money off of stolen Syrian oil that was being trucked into Turkey and resold by his son. We certainly know how our politicians are corrupt and up to their necks in all of these nefarious business deals and everything, insider trading, which is illegal for you and I, but apparently it's okay for members of Congress to do that. All right, listen, we got to take a break. Steve, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you as soon as we finish these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve in California. And Steve, what was your next question?
Well, I'm wondering if there's some kind of internal thing going on in his administration, Netanyahu's, that somebody from inside is trying to oust him. And, of course, look for any way they could do that, but oust him to find somebody else who would take the reins and basically be more aggressive on their goals of acquiring more land in Palestine. And then if you connect the dots with all the money we're giving them, I just kind of wonder if there's something inside maybe that's going on. They want to get him out.
I'm sure there probably is, and we've got a bad phone connection here, so I'm going to have to let you go soon. But before I do that, it could be as simple as somebody who wants to be prime minister and understands that Netanyahu is going to stay prime minister as long as he possibly can. And they need to pull him down to create a vacancy that they can move into. It's hard to imagine anybody who's going to be more aggressive than Netanyahu in trying to grab what's left of Palestine. They even got Google to erase West Bank and Gaza off their maps the other day. Google is claiming it's an accident, but I checked this out this morning. It's still there. If you go to Google Earth and you put Palestine in the search engine, it takes you to a spot in the Atlantic off the southwest coast of Africa. And the map indicates there's an undersea mount there. So maybe Google thinks Palestine is actually the lost city of Atlantis. But that doesn't look like an accident to me. That looks like somebody went in and changed the data for political purposes.
I agree. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mike in South Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is something's not being talked about what Israel's involved with, and that is a link at the hip with Anna Merkel out of Germany.
Yes.
Where she has made five nuclear cruise-tipped submarines available to Israel. I want to know where they are. Nobody's talking about those submarines. They're as deadly and dangerous as they can be, and I'll tell you something. If Israel pops out just one cruise missile with a nuke on it, like they did once before, there's going to be hell to pay for that. And it'll come right here in the United States first, too. I've had enough of this nonsense of Israel and being hooked to hit with the U.S. Government, too. They're all in together. We know who's doing this stuff. Where are those submarines?
Let me back you up just a little tiny bit. Germany providing these Dolphin-class submarines to Israel goes back to before Angela Merkel came into power. The first, I think it was three, were provided free of charge as reparations to Israel for what the Nazis supposedly did. Now, Germany did not provide nuclear weapons with these submarines, but they can be fitted with nuclear weapons by Israel. And they are not nuclear boats. They are diesel electric. So they do require surface tenders, and they have a limited range. They have been caught going down the Suez Canal and through the Bosphorus into the Black Sea. And you're absolutely correct. Israel could sneak one of these submarines in someplace. And being diesel electric, they're a lot quieter and harder to hear than a nuclear-powered boat. And they wouldn't even need a nuclear weapon. They could fire a torpedo at a NATO ship, claim that the attack came from, whoever they wanted to demonize, and scurry on out from there. But you are correct in the fact that Israel is the master of the false flag attack. And Israel survives by tricking other countries into fighting its wars for them.
Are you aware that about a year and a half ago that Russia, one of their attack helicopters, took one of those submarines out? It sank at 480 feet of water with 80 people aboard. When that diesel submarine with a nuclear tip cruise missile, that cruise missile was launched against one of the cities. I think it was in Syria, and Putin said, "No, you're not going to get away with this one." They went over there and sunk the thing real quick.
That's
not been talked about either.
I heard the story. I've never been able to find confirmation on it.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be in the process of being salvaged right now because there's some more nuke stuff on there right now. So we've just got issues with Israel. Period. I think they just give it back. Give Israel back to Palestine. Get Palestine back in there and just pull the plug on Israel and let it go right into history, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, all governments are corrupt. Israel's government is just the Olympic gold medal winner when it comes to corruption.
Well, when you have people like Obama and Netanyahu, these people hooked to the hip because they have one thing in common, because they're Jewish.
Well, I think it's more a network of corruption. Israel has managed to infiltrate a lot of the American media, a lot of the American economy. They're disproportionately represented within our government. Everyone talks about the dual nationals, which should not be allowed. I think we should have only Americans in the American government. But they're masters at this game of corruption and subversion. And I remember when I was growing up in school and we were seeing all these videos about Russia's coming to subvert our government, and we were all, oh, we've got to fight Russian subversion. Our government was being subverted. We were just being told to look in the wrong direction. Anyway, Mike, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news, this story just kind of came across my desk, and you are not going to hear this on the corporate media. Now, let me give you a little background and history as to how we got to this situation. Not too long ago, I'm forgetting exactly when it was, Larry Klayman, who was the founder of Judicial Watch, he's got another outfit down in Florida, filed an absolutely ironclad lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation for this pay-to-play activity, which the recent emails have confirmed was going on. Klayman had the misfortune of having this case assigned to a Clinton-appointed judge who threw the case out of court without reviewing the material, at which point the FBI came on in and took over the case. Now, as you know, the FBI had a separate investigation into the email server that was initiated as a possible espionage case. Now, as it turns out, and this just came up on townhall.com, the FBI apparently found enough problems with that Clinton Foundation to refer the case to the Department of Justice. Comey may have given Hillary a get-out-of-jail-free card on her email server, but whatever the FBI found about the Clinton Foundation, it was enough for them to refer the matter to the Department of Justice for investigation and prosecution. The Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, turned it down, saying that they had looked at the Clinton Foundation a while back and didn't see anything unusual, therefore they weren't interested in what the FBI had found now. So, what's going on here? If I am correct, and Hillary was selling U.S. secrets to foreign governments and using her foundation to collect and launder the money, and remember, 40% of the money that went into the Clinton Foundation came from foreign sources. It's espionage, it's treason. If it comes out, if somebody blows the whistle, it is a scandal that will not only evaporate Hillary Clinton's candidacy for the White House, it could bring down the entire government as well because of all these cases of government agencies which should be looking into this stuff being told to look the other way. A serving Secretary of State committing espionage within the State Department is a scandal capable of delegitimizing the entire government in the eyes of the American people. And I think that's the most protected spot. That's where everybody is working together to say, we're not going to look. We don't want to investigate. Don't want to ask any questions we don't want the answers to. Nobody in the corporate media or the government is even raising this possibility. Not even to ridicule it. Try and dismiss it. Make it go to, oh, it's more tinfoil hat conspiracy wacko. The silence, as they say, is deafening. And yet, there is a precedent for the Clintons doing this back in 1996, that Chinagate scandal. And during that Chinagate scandal, Bill Clinton was authorizing the sale of sensitive U.S. technology to China. Chinese money was flowing into Bill Clinton's reelection campaign. It was funneled through American citizens of Chinese ancestry to make it legal. One of the people who was funneling that money was Charlie Tree. And when questioned about it, he said, yes, the money's coming from China. It was coming from this Chinese billionaire, Ng Lap Seng, who refused to cooperate with the investigation. Then he got arrested on an unrelated bribery case. He's in court now on that bribery case. And one of the other people caught in that bribery scandal was this former UN official, John Ash, who just before he was about to testify about the Clintons' links to Ng Lap Seng, died. Initially, they said of a heart attack, then they had to revise it and say he accidentally dropped a barbell on his own throat. When you look at all these connections, that most protected point is that server and the Clinton Foundation. And it's the heart of what is probably the worst internal scandal for espionage and treason in our nation's history. And everybody's working to protect it. Even Hillary's worst enemies are working to protect this scandal because they want to go on with their fat government paychecks and their positions and offices and so forth. And now we have the FBI found enough about the Clinton Foundation to refer to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice said, no, we don't have anything to do with this. We don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park. What's wrong with you people? All right, let's talk about the economic news now. And the news is not good. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, people, is closing yet another 100 stores. 15% of its workforce, of its retail space. 15%. All those jobs are gone. And it's strange to see retailers closing their stores at this time of year, because this is the time of year when they're getting ready to ramp up for the holiday shopping season. And probably as a sign of just how desperate the retailers are, I am not kidding you, at our local shopping mall, they're already starting to put up the Christmas stuff. This is August we're talking about. Christmas time is here. By golly, disapproval would be folly. And so forth and so on. I'm not kidding. Christmas trees, ornaments are out there. We were at the craft store looking for something the other day, and they've got all the little the yarn snowmen and the Santa Clauses are all on display. Yes, it's going to be a big push. Now, I remember when I was a kid, Christmas in the home was basically a two-week affair, and it lined up with the school holiday. Because back then, most people had live Christmas trees, and you don't want to keep those in your house too long because they become a real fire hazard. And yes, I'm old enough to have seen Christmas trees with actual candles on them instead of the electric lights. And that was it. It was a two-week thing. You put up the decorations, 2 weeks later you take them down. That's it. Macy's convinced us that the holiday shopping season began as soon as Thanksgiving was over. And that was maybe kind of acceptable, especially in an age where you're buying gifts that have to be sent through the post office and UPS to other parts of the nation. But to see them setting up the Christmas stuff in August betrays a deep sense of desperation and a reminder that the American Christmas is just another marketing scam. It's completely lost all connection with the spirit of Christmas or what it's supposed to be. The last really honest Christmas, if you will, that I experienced was not in the United States. It was in Munich, Germany. And it was such a shock to see what real Christmas spirit and Christmas cheer was like. And the American version of Christmas, it's just a sales gimmick, and it pales in comparison. It really is. Now then, getting on to some other news here. Obamacare is in serious trouble. The entire system is on the verge of collapse. The premiums are going to soar next year, in some cases by 80%. Some of the insurance companies who got on board this, they were actually the authors of the Affordable Care Act, and they thought they were going to make billions of dollars, have had to pull out. Many of the exchanges have shut down. They've collapsed. A big part of the problem has to do with younger people who are being disproportionately charged on their health insurance to cover the elderly and the ultra poor. And from their point of view, they're being asked to spend huge amounts of money on a health insurance policy in all probability they're not going to need because they're young and healthy. And so they're choosing to simply live without health insurance, pay their medical costs in cash, and accept the IRS penalty on their taxes. And it's a disaster. Obamacare is an epic fail. It has failed in its overt purpose of making health care affordable to the American people, and it failed in its covert real purpose of generating billions of dollars in new profits for the health insurance and medical industries, and the U.S. government would get their mafia-like piece of the action in the taxes. And it's a complete failure, which is why I can guarantee you that Obama is going to hit you with that carbon tax. Global warming, it's all your fault. You must give us money. We will save the world from you icky-poo human beings. Trust us, we're the government. Would we lie to you? Apparently over at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they're in trouble. New housing bubble, new mortgage failures. They're looking at needing yet another taxpayer bailout, this time of $126 billion with a B, to prop up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're trying to basically keep this economy alive. It's on life support. Because what really drives an economy is the working and middle class who are able to translate their labor into decent wages and salaries to generate that wealth and pump it into the system. Now, when you want to move a house, you grab it by the foundation and you move it. You put it on the trailer and you drag it off. If you try and move a house by grabbing the roof, it'll shatter. The same thing applies to the economy. If you want to move this economy, you have to apply whatever measures you're doing to the middle class and working class American people. You have to improve their wealth and income so that it can then be fed into the economy as a whole. All this quantitative easing and everything, they're basically trying to pick the economy up by the tip, and it's shattering. We got to take a break. We'll be back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Sean in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. I'm having a kind of a iffy connection, so I'm going to go ahead and make my statement and listen to your comment off air about it.
Okay.
I just wanted to spread the word. The other day on the Lisa Haven show, she had Larry Nichols on, and they were talking about the election. And he wanted to, everybody to spread the word that the way, one really good way that you can combat the fraud and try to stop her from stealing it is to vote an absentee ballot. He said that is the one way that they cannot jostle the numbers. And I'll go ahead and hang up because I don't understand it. I know the guy's pretty credible as far as everything he's said up to this point. So I thought that was interesting and wanted to get your take on it. And I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Thank you.
Well, yeah. What Larry Nichols is thinking about is not having to use those electronic machines, which we know are fraudulent. But absentee ballots are not fraud-proof either. In fact, absentee ballots is where a large amount of fraud takes place when there are no electronic machines, where they will harvest identities and do bogus voter registrations and send in absentee ballots under those names. The other problem with the absentee ballots is they're treated like provisional ballots. They're not even counted unless there are enough of them to change the outcome of the regular election process. But as we've already seen out in California, they'll count the electronic vote, declare a victor, and then just destroy those provisional or absentee ballots. That's what all this big stink out in California was about, because there were enough of those provisional ballots to have reversed the outcome of the California Democratic primary, but they were simply discarded. In fact, they were shredded, which is illegal. I still think, and I'm going to be pushing this idea as we get into October, that everyone who's going to vote for Donald Trump, after you have voted, don't do this at the polling place, because that'll be considered electioneering in the polling place, and that is illegal, even though the Clintons got caught doing it during the primaries. After you have voted and left the polling place, take a couple of pieces of tape, masking tape, whatever, something that can be seen, and just put a little T on the front of your clothing. And if every Trump voter does that, it's going to make it very, very obvious if the official results are shifting toward Hillary Clinton. It's simple. It's direct. Everybody can do it. It's only going to cost them a couple of pieces of tape. And I'm going to be pushing this idea throughout all of October. Okay, we're going to start with Frank in Pennsylvania. But, Frank, I'm probably going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, thank you for taking my call. Just touching on the economy, I see that they had the unemployment numbers come out, and they said it was like 4.9%. And I'm like, wow, we are swimming in such propaganda, because if you look at the GDP of the United States,
it's pretty bad. Frank, got to put you on hold. Frank, got to put you on hold. Hold that thought.
Very good, Michael.
As soon as we're coming back from the station identification, we're going to go right back onto this topic. We'll be right back.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.